Welcome to That's What She Said, the podcast of mostly sermons, mostly by our pastor, Katie Hayes, that's me, mostly in worship with Galileo Church in Mansfield, Texas. If you enjoy the podcast, we invite you to share in its production. On our website, galileochurch.org, click on Conspire With Us. There you'll find a button that says Donate. We're a baby church, and money's not our strongest asset. We're always happy to receive your help. We're glad you're listening. The best sermons inspire conversation, so please let us know what you think. Peace.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for God has looked with favor on the lowliness of God's servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. The Lord's mercy is for those who fear the Lord from generation to generation. God has shown strength with God's arm. God has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. God has helped the servant Israel in remembrance of the Lord's mercy, according to the promise the Lord made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her 3 months and then returned to her home.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because they had no space in their place to stay.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch of their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heavens, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road."
When I was in the hospital with my newborn son, he roomed in with me and slept next to me and basically lived in my arms around the clock. My spouse was at home wrangling a toddler and cleaning the house from top to bottom to make it ready for Jack and me to come home. So my sister-in-law, Laura, was designated to spend the night at the hospital with me. She sat for hours in a chair that was hardly designed to make her feel comfortable. And I remember being so exhausted, like every muscle in my body had been strained, and all I wanted in the world was to catch a few hours of sleep. Ironically, I was completely unable to shut my eyes and relax with the baby in my arms or right next to me in that bed. And of course, the logical thing to do would have been to put him in that clear plastic bassinet that the hospital provides. Just put him down, just right there within arm's reach. I could not let him go. So my sister-in-law, who is one of the gentlest people in the world, finally said to me, "Is there anything I can do to help you?" And I said, "Yes, please. Could you just hold him for a little while so I can rest?" And it felt so safe, it felt so perfect, putting my child into the arms of someone who would love him almost as much as I did. I think I have never enjoyed a more appreciated sleep. Christmas is the season wherein we remember that God, the parent of us all, handed to us God's most precious possession, God's own child, saying to us, in essence, "Could you just hold him for a little while? Take good care of him for me. He's in your hands now." Sharing the communion meal on Christmas Day is a stark reminder that, in fact, we did not take very good care of God's beloved son. The swaddling clothes were exchanged for a shroud all too soon. The light of the world came into the world that came into being through him, and the world did not accept him. On the night that he was born, so the story goes, the very stars illuminated the path to his presence. On the afternoon that he died, so the story goes, the star that is our sun refused to shine. As my baby son grew into a toddler and then a boy, he worried for a minute that he might lose my love. If I kick my sister, will you still love me? Yes. If I kick you, will you still love me? Yes. If I tell a lie, if I ruin your stuff, if I steal your money, if I break the law, if I burn our house down, yes, child, yes, I will still love you. Nothing in the world can separate you from me, your heart from mine. You are my beloved child. I am well pleased with you. And so God says to us, yes, child, I will still love you. If you turn away my love, if you refuse my help, if you break my body, if you spill my blood, if you reject every good gift I have come to share with you, I will still love you. You are my beloved children. I am well pleased with you. Take these gifts. Eat. Drink. Remember. Rejoice. For I am yours, says the Lord, always yours, forever yours. Thanks be to God.